first name, I'll spell it for you. It's Fidencio, spelled F as in Frank, I-D, E-N-C-I-O. Last name is Zepeda, spelled Z-E-P-E-D-A. And my badge number is 2459. Okay. So a call comes in at 2242 hours. It comes out as a suspicious person call. The caller identifies himself as Jose Rodriguez, 15 years old. He verbally identifies himself to our dispatcher. That happens to be our suspect. He states that there's a man with a gun outside wearing a dark shirt and jeans. And he states that he lives at 5. Officers arrive. The first officers to arrive are officers Stiles. It's Gregory. First name, Stiles, spelled S-T-Y-S. His badge number is 2774. And he arrived at 2247 hours. Officer Robert Romero, badge 1910, arrived at 2249 hours. And both of those officers are the shooters. Additional officers arrive. Corporal Jesus De La Barcina, badge 1859. Jesus? J-E De La Barcina is D-E.
It's like Jesus.
I was forgetting. I was going to say Jesus. D-E-L-A-B-R-B-A-R-C-E-N-A. And his badge was 1859. He arrived also with Officer Eric Majors, badge 2666, and they arrived at 2249 hours. And both of those are your witness officers who are at the station. So officers arrived, and they coordinate off-channel on our green 2 frequency that they're going to stage on Maple, just south of us at 1000 South Maple. Their units are on the other side of Wisteria, parked along the bike trail. The officers get out on foot. They approach from the southeast corner of Wisteria and Maple, and they see the suspect, and the suspect, his name is Jose Rodriguez, date of birth of 12-10 of 97. He lives. His physical, from what I have, is 5'8", 165. They see him to the east of 501 East Wisteria. 501 is this house behind me here, this white house. They see him on the north sidewalk, walking westbound, holding a pistol grip shotgun and a cell phone. He's holding the pistol grip shotgun, and he also have his stepfather. I have his name if you want that now. His stepfather and mother are yelling at him, saying, hey, the stepfather saying, drop the gun, and he's on the street, actually just to the east, saying, son, drop the gun. You don't want to do this. Drop the gun. His mother is yelling at officers, saying, hey, it's not loaded. Leave him alone. He's okay. It's not loaded. And at that time, the suspect is... He's got this blank stare on his face, according to one of the officers, and he drops the cell phone, turns to the officers, starts coming up with the shotgun, and when he comes about just above waist level, shots are fired. I did get officer safety statements from, the first statement I got was from Officer Stiles, and I'll show you exactly where it was, but Officer Stiles fired his weapon 2 to 3 times. In a northeasterly direction, and his weapon is a Glock 45 caliber. I got an officer's. There is no outstanding suspects, by the way. It was only one suspect. Officer Romero's safety statement is he is across the street, and he fires 2 rounds in a north direction, and his weapon is also a Glock 45. We have casings on the sidewalk. I believe that's 502 East Wisteria across the street. And then there's 2 casings there, and there's 5 casings in the street in front of 501 East. immediately after the shooting, Corporal Della Varsina requested medics. OCFA Medic 75 and Battalion 9 arrived at 2302 hours. I have the run number. If you want that now, it's 57715. They treated the victim here prior to transporting him. He was transported to Western Medical Center in Santa Ana at 2315 hours. The injuries that I saw, he has a gunshot to the right collarbone, right about where I'm pointing now, to the right of his neckline. There is no exit, it doesn't appear to be. There is also a, what appears to be a through and through, to his right shoulder, and then a third gunshot that appears to be a through and through into the right side abdomen area, just above his waist. Officers escorted him to the hospital, and he was pronounced deceased at 0014 hours. The stepfather is, stepfather's last name is first. He also lives at date of birth. And his mother is last of I apologize, I don't have her date of birth. But she is at the house at along with Corporal Ahern. The last I spoke to him, they have not been notified that that he died.
I'm sorry for the answer, she's at the house now.
She's at the house now with the corporal.
Is the stepdad at the station?
He is.
Stepdad's at the station?
Yes, stepdad is at the station along with both witness officers and shooting officers. Corporal Della Barcina called out shots fired or 998 at 2256 hours. It was the time he called it out. And when officers arrived, after the 998, Officer Stives kicked the, there's a shotgun, there's a 12 gauge. It looks like it's a Mossberg 500. We didn't touch it, but we can read that from the side. It's laying on the sidewalk in front of 501. And the shotgun was, when the suspect fell, he fell face down with his head to the east, so the officers kicked it away prior to handcuffing him. And they did attempt life-saving efforts, but they were unsuccessful.
Anything else, Ron?
The assignments. Scene will be processed by Captain Christopher, Paul Carvo, and Domingo Cabrera. Officer processing and interviews at the station will be Stan Berry, Dean Culture. Hospital, Ernie Gomez is at the hospital, and Leo Rodriguez. Two canvas teams, Mike Kendrick and Andy Alvarez, and Corey DeGraffenried with Mike.
Ron, I'm going to have Gus Morioki here at the scene also, because of all the people in the house.
And I, when you're done, I did mention we did do a preliminary canvas, and we have really good statements, a lot of good witnesses.
Yeah, those addresses?
Yeah. The first witness is at, it's the house that actually has a gunshot to the front porch. I don't have her name, but there's a woman there who looked out through the window and saw our suspect holding a shotgun, saw one of the officers standing where Officer Stives said he was standing, saw the suspect point the gun at the officers, and then heard gunshots. We have another witness who overheard The officer saying, drop the gun, drop the gun. He came to his security screen was closed, his front door was open, and he saw the suspect with a shotgun and then heard gunshots. Didn't actually see the shooting, but did hear him. We have neighbors, several people at this house here at the northwest corner of Wisteria and Maple that were standing outside because there was a little bit of a standoff prior to the shooting. And we were requesting, the officers did request less lethal, and in the meantime, the OIS occurred. But there are multiple people at that residence that saw the shooting, saw the suspect with the gun. The people across the street are also related in the southwest corner. Yeah, they are related to them. And according to the preliminary cameras, they didn't see anything. And I can walk you guys through how the officer is right if you want.
Was it? Yeah.
And the officer's units I can direct you to is parked on Maple. Do you want their unit numbers?
No, they can get
that. You can get that later? Okay.
Scene briefing concluded at 01:25 hours. We're going to go off tape to participate in the walkthrough.